Today's daf is from the Siyah Daf Yud Beis. We are on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara was in the middle of discussing when your chatzer can be kone for you. So the Gemara had said that when it's a chatzer mishtameres, you do not need to be standing right next to your chatzer, but when it's a chatzer she'ena mishtameres, then you do need to be standing next to your chatzer. Rav Papa said that the Gemara had Rav Papa had said that das acheres maknos hashayni, that when there is a das acheres that is makna to you, then you don't need to be omed b'tzad chatzera, then it's not necessary to be standing right next to the chatzer. So and Rashi explained that the olam b'toras chatzer kano, you could be kono b'toras chatzer v'afilu hachi l'tikshi l'ula d'alo binan hacha omid b'tzad asadeh mishum d'das acheres makna osan. Normally you would need to be omid b'tzad sadeh, but that's only to be kono something from hefker, to be kono metzia, something like that, you would need to be omid b'tzad asadeh. But when you have a das acheres it's makna to you, so then it's not necessary to be on a omid b'tzad asadeh. The das acheres helps along the kinyan. So says Gemara, we know Teimra. How do we know that? It's not, and we have a Mishnah. Our Mishnah, Ro, son, Ratzin Achara Metzia, that you see people chasing after a Metzia, and we said that the animal if the animal is something that you're able to catch up to, and you say that I want my chatzer to be kone it, I want to be kone it with a kinyan chatzer, so that it's going to work. That's provided that, like the cases of the Mishnah, was a tzvi shavur. It was an animal that a deer that had a broken leg, so you could have definitely caught up to it. And Tosus pointed out yesterday, lav dafka, it was a broken animal, just an animal that you can catch up to. That's the point. Meaning, if it was a perfectly healthy turtle, so that also would work. So if you are running after it and you're able to catch up to it, your chatzer can be koned. Ubay Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the shayla b'matana heich. What's the din about a matana? Meaning that was a case of a metzia. What if someone's giving it to you? So kiblu minei Rabbi Abba bar Kahana afal pisha ratzachrein vein magian, that by a matana you don't even need to have the ability to catch up to the item. Even if you can't catch up to it, by a matana it will work. Your chatz will be able to be konen. My taima lav mishum das acheres maknos and shiny. So don't you see that das acheres makna works? That das acheres makna aids the kinyan, and you won't have all the normal requirements as long as you have das acheres makna. Meaning normally we have these high level requirements that you be omed b'tzad sadeyu and things of that nature, or that you be able to catch up to the item. That's because you are creating the entire kinyan all by yourself. But if someone else is helping along in the kinyan by being makna it to you, so don't you see you don't have those same requirements? Samle Rav Simi l'Rav Papa hare get d'das acheres maknosa v'amru l'vuhusha v'husha omedes b'tzad besa b'tzad chatzera. But by get it's also das acheres maknosa, the husband is being makna the get to the wife, and yet we still say that the chatzer is only kona the get for her if she's standing right next to the chatzer. So how can you tell me that whenever you have das acheres makna, it's not important to have omid b'tzad sadehu? By the get, it is important to have omid b'tzad sadehu, and you have das acheres makna. So says Gemara, shiny get, di'ise balkarcha. No, the reason why she has to stand next to the field by the get was because the get could happen even against her will. So since by a get we see that the rules are different, that the get could happen even against her will, so therefore we're going to have extra requirements such as omid b'tzad sadeh. So says the Gemara, but wait a second, that's backwards. Meaning the fact that the get can happen bal karcha, what does it tell you about her role in a get? Meaning it tells you her role is not as critical. That we don't really care what she thinks about it, what she feels about it. So if that's the case, if there's any place that you would think you don't need omid b'tzad sadehu, it should be by the get. The fact that it happens bal karcha should be more of a reason to say you don't need, should be less of a reason to require omid b'tzad sadehu, not more of a reason to require omid b'tzad sadehu. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Mask of Rav Sheshes Bered Rav Idi v'lav kal v'chomeru uma get di isei bal karcha ein omid b'tzad beis b'tzad if by a get where it happens bal karcha, it's only going to work if she's omedes b'tzad beis b'tzad chaserah matana demidaite lo kolshkein. So matana where your das is required, so of course we should require omed b'tzad sadehu. Ella Amar Ravashi. So Ravashi says we have to go back to the drawing board over here. Chatzer is rabbi mishum yad v'lo gara mishlichus. That the way we need to understand this is that chatzer, when you are standing right next to your chatzer, then chatzar works midin yad. When you are not right next to your chatzar can still work midin shlichus. Why by a get does the chatzar not work at all when you're not omid b'tzad tzedeyu? Very simple, because you can't have someone make themselves a shliach to be mekabel a get for you, because that's a chov for a person. To receive a get on behalf of a woman is not a zechus for the woman. So when it's an issue of zachin, when it's an issue of a mitziah, so zachal adam shlo b'fanav, so then you can have, the shlichus can work. A person could be zochef on your behalf, or your chatzar acting as your shliach can be zocha on your behalf. But when it's a get, where it's a chov, where it's not something that's beneficial to you, that's what the Gemara explains. Gabe get the chovula in chavon ladam el b'fanav. So then she's going to need to be on mitzat zedeha, because otherwise it's a chov, and the get cannot, certainly not serve, the sada rather cannot serve as a shliach. Now, how does the sada work that when she's on mitzat zedeha? So it works midin yad. When it comes to a matana, someone wants to give you a matana, so then your field can work to be kona for you, even if you're not there, because zachon adam shalom b'fanav. If you look at the top Tosfos, chatzim yishum yanis rabbi, says Tosfos l'kach ki havi dum yad yad, so when it's like yad, dahainu kishuhu b'tzad chatzero, such as when you're right next to the chatzer, just like you're always right next to your hand, kona afilu bal karcho, then it could be kona even against your will, afilu katana biyada, or even if it's a katana, afilu katana biyada ukshayin asmucha l'chatzera t'lavi dum yad yad, because then it's not considered, then it's not at all like yad when she's not near the chatzer. But don't say, well, if you're not near the chatzer and there's no yad, so mele there's no shlichus either. But no, that's not true. Then the chatzer works as a shliach. So when it comes to a matter that's a zechus for you, like a matana, so then your chatzar will be kona for you. Even if you're not standing right there, and even if the field is not protected, by a mitziah, however, since you don't have das acheres, then you're going to need it to be mishtameres. Then you need the field to be mishtameres. And by a get, that's a chov for a person, even if it's mishtameres, it doesn't help. You need to be right there, because then it goes back to the shlichus issue, and you can't be chavin for a person when they're not there, and therefore the person is, the woman has to be there, and then the get works midin yad, and the sada works midin yad, the chatz works midin yad, and will be kona for the woman. So basically three cases. By the case of the mitziah, so you don't have das acheres. When you don't have das acheres, you certainly need chatzar mishtameres. By the case of matana, you have das acheres. If you have das acheres, you don't need to be omid b'tzad tzedehu, because the das acheres will be enough. By a get, right, and because it's a zechus for the person to receive the matana, and therefore the chatzar can work as your shliach. By a get, where it's a chov for the woman to receive the get, so the chatzar cannot work as her shliach, it can only work as her yad, and therefore she needs to be right next to the chatzar. Now, on the topic of das acheres makne, Rav Shechter has a nice piece in Eretz HaTzvi, in Simen Chaf Ches, page Reish Aleph and Eretz HaTzvi. He points out that, and he quotes from the Rav this whole shtickle, but he points out that Tosfos in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samech Chesam Beis, writes that even though we paskin that a katan can only be zocha from hefker midrabanan, that when a katan is kona something from hefker, it's purely midrabanan, as we're going to see that when that it's gezel, that a metzias katan, really he's not kona, it's just gezel midivrayim or gezel mipnei darkei shalom to take it from him, but really a katan does not have on a daraisa level the ability to be kona something. However, Tosfos is mechadesh, when there's das acheres makne, the katan can be kona min a Torah. Right, so if someone gives a matana to a katan, the katan's kinyan on that matana is a din d'oraisa. So, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch Hoshen Mishpat. So if you give your lulav to a katan, whatever, you have das acheres makne, so the katan's kinyan even works mid'oraisa. So Shechta said that he heard from Rav Salvechik, what's the source for this idea that a katan is able to be kone Mida Oraisa, when there's Das Acheres, he says it's Bamatzia Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis regarding Rav Papa Shita, that even though normally for a Kinyan Chatzar you need to have a Chatzar Mishtameres, when you have a Das Acheres Makne, it doesn't need to be Chatzar Mishtameres, right? So what's the Pshat? He says, because take a step back, think for a second. How could it be that, he says, Heichef Shalomar, the Chatzar Mitam Shlucha L'Sarbai, how could we ever say that your Chatzar works as your Shliach? Even when you have a regular Shliach, the kinyan is only chal for the mishaleach when the shliach stated that he's making the kinyan for the mishaleach. Meaning, I send a guy to be mekadesh anisha for me, right? He's only, the kiddushin only works for me if he said at the time that he was mekadesh the woman that he's doing it on my behalf. If he went and he was mekadesh on his own behalf, so then the kiddushin is not going to work for me. He has to verbally say he's being mekadesh on my behalf. So, Rav Soloveitchik, so wait a second. How can Chatzar ever work midin Shlucha then? If the Shaliach always needs to say who he's being kona for, so at the time that the Chatzar is tofes the object that's in the Chatzar, it's certainly not saying anything. The Chatzar is staying silent, right? It's not thinking anything or saying anything. So how does the Kinyan go back and relate back to the Mishaleach? So what you have to say is, that this is the pshat in Chatzar Mishtameres, that this is what Chatzar Mishtameres fills in. Meaning, it's not that when you don't have a Chatzar Mishtameres, the Chatzar is not being toe-faced the item. Even if it's not Mishtameres, the item is in the Chatzar, it's being toe-faced, it's not a chisaron in the Tfisa. You always have the Tfisa. No, but it's when it's in the Mishtameres, it's as if the Shliach is osa is doing the Maisa Kinyan in a stam way, without express kavana for you, without stated intention that he's doing it for you. So Chatzar Mishtameres fills in that blank. Chatzar Mishtameres makes it as if there's an umdana demuchach, that the tfisa of the Chatzar is done on behalf of the Mishaleach. That's what Chatzar Mishtameres accomplishes. So says Rav Shechter, Umeyata, so based on that, Kishachidesh Rav Papa debimatana ikadas acheres machnosa. So when Rav Papa's machadesh that by matana you have a das acheres, and therefore delobi inon mishtameres, you no longer need the chatzar to be mishtameres because you have a das acheres. So what therefore does das acheres accomplish? Meaning, if we know what Chatzar Mishtameres accomplishes, Chatzar Mishtameres accomplishes to make the act of the Chatzar being Kona on my behalf. Right? It makes it as if it has Kavano or a Dibor on my behalf, that that's what the Kinyan is for. So what does Das Acheres accomplish? If Das Acheres takes the place of Chatzar Mishtameres, it accomplishes the same thing. De me'achar dika Das Acheres makna, ha'kova'as shamaisa ha'kinyan hazeh nasa bad ploni ha'mishaleach. Once you have Das Acheres, that's Koveya, who this is being done for, meaning the person who's giving me the matana wants me to have the matana. He doesn't want my shliach to have the matana. So the das acheres is being makna to me is koveya who it's for. Sulo mitzrichinon she's kavin kena shliach ba'atzmo. It's now no longer critical that the shliach have the kavana who it's being done for, because you have the person who's being makna having the kavana who it's being done for. So he says, memela, that's why you don't need the chatzar to be mishtameres when you have a das acheres. Because the whole function of mishtameres is to make it that the act is being done on my behalf. Well, when you have a das acheres makna, that accomplishes the same thing. So now going back to the Tosfos that he quoted, so what do you see from this? Tosfos says, what do you see from our Gemara? That whenever you have das makna, then that accomplishes to take the place of the das kona. So by a katan, what does a katan lack? Why can't a katan be kona from hefker mida oraisa? Because a katan doesn't have das kona. But when you have das acheres makna, we see that you don't really need das kona. So mele, when it comes to das acheres makna, on a da oraisa level, a katan could be kona. So if you followed all those steps, a beautiful vart from Rav Soloveitchik in the beer of that Tosos and the beer of Arasudya. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Gufa. Roson ratzen achar metzia. So you see people chasing after a metzia. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Rabbi Yochanan Vusha ratz acharein magia. And so we said that your chatzar can only be kona if you'd be able to catch up to it. So by Rabbi Yirmiyahu matana heich. What about if someone's giving it to you as a matana? So kibbutz Rabbi Yad Bar Chana af pish ratz acharein vein magia. And so we said that if it's a das achares machne, if someone else is giving it to you as a matana, then you don't need to be able to reach it, to chase after it, and to overcome, to catch up to it, in order for your chatzar to be kona. So by Rava, Rava asked the following shaila. Zarek arniki bepesach zeh, v'yatza bepesach achar mahu. What if someone throws a wallet into one opening of my rishus, and it goes straight through out the other opening of my rishus? Do we say, avir she'ein sofa lenuach kamunach dami? Alo. Do we say that my chatzar can still be kona? Do we say that airspace where we know it will not land in my chatzar, the fact that it's in the airspace, that's considered as if it's munach, and therefore I am able to be kona it? Or do we say it's not as if it's munach, and I'm not able to be kona it? If you look at Tosfos, v'yatza pesach acher, says Tosfos, lo gar sinon v'afkarei. The case is not where the guy made it hefker. So the meisi raya mimatana, because we're about to bring a raya from a case of matana. So whatever this case is, it has to be a case of das acheres makne. It can't just be hefker where I'm zoche from hefker where the guy threw it through my rishos and was mafkir it, because the whole raya we're going to bring is from a case of matana where there is das acheres. V'afkere im kein miyak shiatzar nekem yado haya hefker. If the guy was mafkir it and then he threw it through my rishos, so it was immediately hefker as soon as it left his hands. U'b'shasachia like a das acheres. And at the time that I'm trying to be konit, there is no das acheres. Ella lo garsinon viafkare. So you can't have the gears of viafkare. Uliolim hishalo achiskaba acher. It has to be that it remains in the possession of the person who threw it until I'm kona it. And therefore you can have das acheres over here, and the whole issue is the fact that it's not going to land in my rishos. Is that enough? Is that considered as if it's munach or not? Problem, of course, is if you look at Rashi. Zarek Arnaki says Rashi, vifkiro l'kola kodem. And you're mafkir it to anyone who comes to whoever gets it first. So v'afkira l'kol hakodem makes it sound, even if Rashi is not actually goreis the word v'afkirei, he's certainly mevayer that that's the Gemara's case, that the case is v'afkirei. So you have to say in Rashi, first of all, there's two extra words in that Rashi, right? Zorak arniki, Rashi could have just said v'afkiro. What is the kolakodem? Isn't that what the definition of hefker is? So perhaps Rashi's hinting to us that over here it's more than just a regular hefker. It's a hefker with some sort of das makne. It's a hefker. It's sort of like a hefker bezin hefker type of hefker. Right? There's a discussion when we say hefker bezin hefker that bezin can say that money that really belongs to you belongs to the other guy because of hefker bezin hefker. So there's a discussion. Does that mean bezin only has the ability to make it hefker and then the other guy has to be konin on his own? Or no, bezin hefker bezin hefker means that bezin can say it no longer belongs to you. It belongs to that guy. That hefker bezin hefker can be even not just to make something hefker, but to be makne it. So it sounds from Rashi over here, this isn't just a typical hefker. He's mafker dafka to somebody. To who? He doesn't know exactly who. Depends who's the first one to make a kinyan. But he dafka wants someone to make a kinyan, meaning he would not be happy if this remained hefker. He doesn't want this to just remain in no man's land forever. He wants it to belong to somebody. So he's mafkrit likol hakodem. Rashba says something very similar. That when someone makes something hefker, it's different than a metzia. A metzia, you have no starting point, and you're purely starting from scratch. Whereas when someone made it hefker, it's ki'ilu, it was the beginnings of him being makne into somebody. So in that sense, you have a little bit of a das acheres makne. Of course, if you don't have the gears, I don't know why you would say it. Why complicate matters by saying that he's being mafkir? But okay, that's the shaila of the Gemara. Do we say that avir shein sofa lenuach is kemunach tami, or is it not kemunach tami? Marat Tzchayis has a very important comment over here. I don't know the answer. He has a kashi. He says, I don't understand. He says, nir be'inai, lo yadati madua lo pasha dayashas, mehach plot the Shabbos, dalaram beis. As soon as I learned this Gemara with my chavrusa, we immediately started using different terminology than the Gemara was using over here. We started saying, oh, so do you say kluta kamisha unchadamia, or do you not say kluta kamisha unchadamia? That's the sugya in Shabbos, right? When it comes to Otsah, do we assume that when I throw something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and it doesn't land yet in the Rosh Hashanah, it's in the avir of the Rosh Hashiach, do we assume Klutu Kamisha and Chadami or not? So says the Maris Chais, I don't know why the Gemara never relates the two sukkahs. Im Amrin and Klutu Kamisha and Chadami, Vishama Vigamkin Avishain Sofa Lenuach. In that case, it's also Avishain Sofa Lenuach. So he says, I'm not sure why the Gemara doesn't make that sushtel. But the Gemara over here never relates this issue to Klutu Kamisha and Chadami. Tzarachin, why the Gemara never relates the issue. But anyway, so the Gemara wants to know, is Avishain Sofa Lenuach, is it considered, can my Chatz be Konin in that case or not? Says Gemara Amalei Rav Papa L'Rav V'Armi L'Rav Ad Barmas L'Rav V'Armi L'Rav Vino L'Rav. Somebody said to Rava, Lav Hainu Mas Nisan, isn't this exactly our Mishnah? Ro, son Ratzanach Har Mitzia, V'Am Rabbi Yirmi Am Rabbi Yochanan V'Shorat Zachrein Magiyan, Ubay Rabbi Yirmi Matana Heich V'Kibbul Min Rabbi Yab Barkana Matana Afal B'Shorat Zachrein V'Ein Magiyan, that you see in our Mishnah, that if there was a Matana, even if you're unable to catch up to it, it's going to storm right through your Chatzer, right? That's what it means, unable to catch up to it. It's a deer, it's running right through your Chatzer, it's only going to be there for 10 seconds. Still, you're able to be koned because there was a das acheres makna. So shouldn't we say the same thing over here, that by the when it's in the avir shein sof lenuach, you're unable to catch up to it, but since you have a das acheres makna, it's good enough, right? Veinu magian, says Rashi, alma misgalgalim v'yotzim hein, that the deer is just running right through. It's going to be going out the other end. Ve'ein sof lenuach, it's never going to stop in my chatzer. Ve'kamer dekana le'sadei, when we still see that you're koned, so shouldn't that tell us about the avir shein sof lenuach? So Gemara says, no, there's an obvious distinction. Amalei misgalgal kamer, shein misgalgal dekumunach dami. No, when the deer is running through each step, it's on my chaser. Its feet land on my chaser each step. Whereas when you're talking about something that's in the avir of my chaser, it's never resting in the chatzer. Now, halach l'maisa, so the Gemara never really answers this kasha. The Gemara, the shaila never really answers whether we assume that avir shein sof lenuach is kumunach dami or not. Now, Tosfos Rashi points out that the whole issue is avir she'ein sofa lenuach. If it's avir she'sofa lenuach, it's a davar pashat. That we have a sugi meseches gittin. Sugi meseches gittin tells us that ha'isa omedes brosh ha'gag, if the woman were standing on the top of a roof, v'zarek la get, and the husband throws the get to her on the rooftop, kivan she'nichnas la'avir ha'gag, harezim greshes. As soon as the get enters the airspace of the roof, she's divorced. Why? Because that's sofa lenuach. The get is ultimately going to land on the roof, so then you don't need to wait till it actually lands. As soon as it gets into the avir of the roof, so then she's automatically divorced. Hula mala vihilamata, kivin sheyatzam rishus agag nimchak on nisraf harezim ugreshes. If he's on top and she's on bottom, when he throws it, and again, as soon as it gets into the avir, out of the avir of the roof, if he was on the roof, and into the avir of the chatzer where she is, so since it was sofa lenuach, had it not been, had lightning not struck it and been burnt up out of nowhere, it would have been sofa lenuach, so then the avir is certainly as if it's munach. Our whole shaila is when it was never omed lenuach, it was never going to land in the chatzer, do we then say that the avir is kamishu hunach dami or not? But what's interesting is when the Rambam has to paskin this halacha, so in Hilchas Gershin, Perek Hey, halacha Yud, the Rambam paskins that the get in the avir, when it's not sofa lenuach, is lav kemunach dami, that it's not considered as if it's munach. The Rambam does not seem to paskin the shaila in regards to normal kinyanim, in regards to matana or anything else, just in regards to get. So that's why the Magen Mishnah is perplexed over there. He doesn't understand, where does the Rambam get the idea that he can paskin the shaila? The Gemara leaves it wide open. So adrabah, if the Rambam wants to say anything, don't say it's lav kumunach, say it's safek mukureshes. To say lav kumunach means that she's not divorced at all, and you're gonna treat her with the kulas of an eshes ish also in terms of her husband. Just say at least she's safek mukureshes. So meaning if that husband dies, she's gonna be able to do yibum. Right, so but if Savik Mugreshes, then you say Cholatz is Veinu Misyavemes. So how could the Rambam come to this conclusion by get, but nowhere else? Why would the Rambam even distinguish between get and everywhere else? So Reb Chaim explains in the Sefer on the Rambam that no, that you have to understand by get there's a different requirement than there is by all other kinyanim. That by get we're not interested in the meaning. When we say it's kemunach dami, it doesn't mean that it's kemunach al gabe karka. It means it's kemunach ba'avir. That being in the avir is considered munach. Now, by the chatzar, why does a chatzar work to acquire a get for a woman? Because by get, you have a specific requirement, v'nasan biyada. It needs to go in her yad. The chatzar itself has a din of yad. Even if it's kemunach ba'avir, the avir does not have a din of a yad. So it's going, even if the chatzar can, the avir of a chatzar can be kona, the Rambam understands that by a get, it's not going to be kona, explains Reb Chaim, because it certainly is not a din of yad. It certainly is not going to be a fulfillment of the requirement by a get to put it a dafka in her yad. Says the Mishnah, if your young children, evident shivcha who are not Jewish, or a wife who you're still married to, find an object, so they get to keep it. I'm sorry, you get to keep it. However, if there are older children, if there are Eved Shivcha who are Jewish, Eved Ivri, Alma Ivriya, if it's a wife who you already divorced, even if you haven't totally severed ties yet with her because you're still over her ksuba, in all those cases, if they find something, Harel Shalahen, they get to keep it themselves. It doesn't go to you. So says Gemara, commenting on the Reisha. Now, the Reisha had said that your children find something and they're very young, you get to keep it. Your Shivcha or Eved Kanani find something, you get to keep it. Your wife finds something, you get to keep it. The Gemara says, I'm good with all of that except for your son. Meaning, when it comes to your daughter, we have a drasha from Pasuk called Shvach Nurim Lavia, and if everything a Nara gets goes to her father, certainly everything a Katana gets goes to her father. But where do we get the idea that a boy child, that a son, that every Mitziah he finds goes to his father? Amar Shvam Mitziah's Katan Laviv. Why do we assume a Mitziah of a Katan goes to his father? Because that's generally what a child does. As soon as he finds something, he quickly runs it over to his father and doesn't keep it. And therefore we assume as soon as he picks it up, he's picking it up, al das his father. That's what Rashi adds in. Now wait, is Shmuel suggesting that a Katan cannot be kone for himself on a daraisa level? We have a that when you hire a worker, that worker can have his child pick up all the leket behind him, meaning all the matnas aniyim, the leket that's supposed to go to the poor people, his own child could pick it up behind him. But if you hired the worker and you're paying him a percentage of the field, so then his child is not allowed to pick up the leket behind him. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Benkach Benkach Yilaket Pino V'Ishto Achrav. And Rabbi Yossi says, either way, his son and his wife could pick it up after him. Cheshek Shlomo has the discussion whether we should be Goris V'Ishto over here or not, but let's leave that aside for now. V'Amr Shmuel Halach Rabbi Yossi. And Shmuel says, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Now, what's the svara? What did Rabbi Yossi say? That if I am a worker in the field, even if I'm getting paid a percentage of the field, my child is allowed to pick up the matnos aniyim. So, Iyam Kishlama Katan is Zechil Nafshei. So if a child has the ability to be kona for himself, so ki kamalaket, the nafshei kamalaket. He's an ani, child's poor, and when he's picking it up for himself. Vavu amine kazachi, and I'm just getting it from him. He may give it to me afterwards, but that's fine. The ani could do whatever he wants with it once he's kona it, but he's being kona it for himself. But if the katan does not have the ability to be koned for himself, he kamalaket la aviv kamalaket. When he's being malaket, then who's he being koned for? He's being koned for me. It's as if he's my little shliach. But wait a second, avua ashir hu. The father in this case is an ashir. How do we know the father's an ashir? Because he's getting mechza shlisha revia of the field. How do we know how much money that is? Why does that make him an ashir? Says Tosos, no, it doesn't mean he's an ashir in the sense that he has the status of an ashir for everything else. It means legabe, this field, he's an ashir. Because the halacha is, if you own a field, you could be the poorest of the poor, you're still chayiv in matnos aniyim. You still leave pay, you still give luck at shikha if you own a field. So since he's a part owner of this field, he can't take the leket of this field. Certainly someone else is going to have to take it. But if the point is that the child's not able to be kona for himself, and therefore he's being kona for the father, how's that allowed? The father's an ashir. Why should his wife and child be able to be malakit after him and pick it up? Answers Gemara, Shmuel time at the Tana Didan Kamar, Velelo Sfirle. In Ochinami, Shmuel does hold that a child has the ability to be kona for himself, midaraisa. Shmuel was just explaining our Mishnah, why our Mishnah holds the Metzias Katan goes to the father. So, and that's why he said that the Tan of our Mishnah must hold that a Katan is not able to be Kona for himself, and therefore he's Kona for his father. But when it comes to, but Shmuel actually paskins la halacha, he holds that a Katan does have the ability to be Kona for himself, and that's why he's allowed to be Malakit after his father. So frankly, Gemara, but still, the Savar Rabbi Yossi, Katan isli zechiyah midaraisa? Does Rabbi Yossi hold that when he says that the Katan's allowed to be malakit after his father, that a Katan is able to be kona things on a daraisa level? Vatnan, we have a Mishnah, Metzias Cheir Shota V'Katan Yesh Ben Mishum Gezlam Nedarki Shalom. That a Metzia that a Katan finds, if you take it from the Katan, it's only Gezlam Nedarki Shalom. The Katan wasn't really Kone it on a Daraisa level. So stealing from him is not an Issa Daraisa, but in order to keep the peace, we don't allow you to steal it from him. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Gezel Gamer, Vamer Rav Chisa Gezel Gamer Midavrayan. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's more than just Gezlam Nedarki Shalom, it's Gezel Gamer. But Rav Chisa explained what he meant by that is that it's Gezel Gamer Midavrayan, that it's Gezel Midrabanan. So again, what does Rabbi Yossi hold? That when a katan picks something up on a daraisa level, he's not kone it. It's only gezel mitivreim to take it away from him. Nafkamina lo tzibah dayanim. What's the nafkamina between gezel mipnei darkei shalom versus gezel mitivreim? That's only midrabanan. The nafkamina is, can the katan sue you? Right? Can the katan get it back if you steal it from him? So if it's only mipnei darkei shalom, then the Beis Din is not going to give it back to him. But if it's gezel gomer midivreim, it's gezel midrabanan, then the Beis Din will get it back to him. But either way, you see that Rabbi Yossi holds a katan cannot be kone midoraisa. So how does he allow the katan to be malakate after his father in the field? If the katan's unable to be kone midoraisa, isn't he after all only being kone it for his father, and his father is an ashir? Says Gemara, Elam Rabbi Asu Kamisha Holch Banamushos. Danim Gufay Maske Datayu Savri Breda Hech Malakdilei. We treat it when there's a child following after the father, we treat it as if the Nemushos have already gone through the field. Meaning, the Mishnah Maseches Peah says that there's a certain point where Aniyim give up on being able to get the Matnos Aniyim from the field. Once a certain amount of people, or the elderly people, or more careful people, whatever it means, have gone through that field, the Aniyim say, you know what, that field's not even worth it anymore. I'm sure that it's totally wiped clean. Once the katan goes through the field, you're not stealing from the aniyim because the aniyim have already given up hope on it. So says Gemara, wait a second, isn't that circular over here? Well, you're allowed to let the katan go through the field because once the katan goes through, the aniyim are going to give up on it. So don't let the katan go through, the aniyim won't give up on it. How are you allowed to force the aniyim to give up on it? By stealing and by letting the katan go through the field. So I have a great idea. I'll never have to give matnas aniyim. I'll put an electric fence around my field and they'll be terrified because they'll try to get in, they'll get electrocuted. Fantastic! Then I won't have to worry about aniyim. You're allowed to do that. So how can I put this katan through the field to wipe it clean just to keep the aniyim away? And says Gemara, Alam Arava, Asu Sheinu Zocha Kezocha. Now we treat someone who has not been kona, the katan, as if he's kona. My timer, why do we allow him to be kona? Aniyim gufay anichlu kiyek dechiyagru lididhu nilkut benayu basrayhu. All the aniyim are happy with this system. All aniyim want this system to work. They want you, when you're hired to work in the field, to allow your child to go behind you and pick up the stuff. Why? Because when they're hired to work in the field, they want their children to be able to come along with them and pick up all the leket. So it's an understanding amongst aniyim that they're okay with this system. Now this whole analysis is all against Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, because we've been discussing the whole time, can a katan be kona, can he not be kona, because we're talking in our Mishnah about a mitzia of a chereshot of a katan that goes to his father, right? A katan katana b'no bito haketanim, that it goes to the father versus b'no bito hagedolim, where they get to keep it themselves. That whole discussion is against Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Why dam Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan? Lo gadol gadol mamish, lo katan katan mamish. Gadol does not mean gadol mamish, and katan does not mean katan mamish over here. El gadol v'samach shulchan aviv zeu katan katan venu samach shulchan aviv zeu gadol. When we talk about a katan over here, we're talking about someone who relies on his father for sustenance. So such a person, when he finds a mitzia, it's right that it should go to the father. When we talk about a gadol, we're talking about someone who doesn't rely on the father for support. If he doesn't rely on the father for support, so he's independent, he should be able to take his own mitzia. Age is not the issue over here. My chavrusa pointed out to me yesterday that he saw in one of the svarim of the Gra's Torah, a maisa with the Gra, that the Gra was traveling once and he stopped by an inn somewhere, and the innkeeper said to the Gra, I've asked a kasha of every Talmud Chacham I've ever met in my life and I can't find an answer to it. And he pulls out, I hope maybe you can help me with this, and he pulls out an old chumash, an old tattered chumash, and he says, this is my grandfather's chumash, and my grandfather was a Talmud Chacham and he used to take notes on the side of his chumash, and he wrote on the side of the chumash the following. He wrote Gimel Vav Ayin Shin Aleph Nun Kuf, right next to the pasuk of Hama'ar HaGadol Hama'ar HaKatan, describing the sun and the moon in Parshas Bereishis. He wrote this Gimel Vav Ayin Shin Aleph Nun Kuf. Any idea what that means? Gushanik, what's this about? So the Gra, without batting an eyelash, says it's a Rashi Tevis. It's Gadol V'Somech Al Shulchan Aviv Nikra Katan. That a gadol, the samech al shulchan aviv, is called the katan. Why does it call the moon the ma'ara katan? Because he's samech al shulchan aviv. The light of the moon is only a reflection of the light of the sun. This is great. It's Ferish B'Metzia, Dafid Beis. Gadol the son of Chol Shulchanav, Nikra Katan. That's the Pshat in the, so I thought that was a Geshmak of art. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara Vayter. So we had said before that in the Mishnah it said, Metzias Avdav Shechasu Ivrim, Hareyu Shal Atzman. That your Jewish servants, if they find something, they get to keep it. So, Frank the Gemara, didn't we just learn yesterday? Amai lo yehel poel. Let the eved have a din of a poel. V'tanya, we have a brisa, mitzias poel liatzmo, that the poel gets to keep his own mitzia, but that's only that's only if you hired him for a specific task. So the mitzia is outside of that task that you hired him for, and therefore he gets to keep the mitzia. Aval, omer lo aseyimi malacha yom, mitzias lebal habayis. But if you just hire him to work for you in general, right, he's just your handyman, you say, come, I need you to do a lot of stuff for me today, so I'm hiring you for the day, then if he finds a mitzvah, he has to give it to you. So why is the Eved Ivri any different? Isn't the Eved Ivri more like that second case, where you will hire him for whatever work he's going to be doing for you, it's not for a specific task, and therefore the mitzvah should go to you? Why does he get to keep the mitzvah? So Gemara gives three answers. Amar Rabbi Baraba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, answer number one, this is a highly skilled Eved. He knows how to puncture holes in pearls and string pearls. It's a very difficult task. You clearly bought this Eved for that task and for nothing else. You don't want him wasting his time with other things. And therefore, when he finds a Metzia, that's not what his work for you is. He's not supposed to be doing that for you. That's on his own, and therefore he gets to keep it. Answer number two, Rava Amar, v'magvia Metzia melachto askinan. We're talking about a Metzia that he's able to pick up without ever being mevatel from his malacha for even a single moment. In that case, the Metzia doesn't have to go to you because it didn't take him away from other malacha that he was doing for you. Third answer, Rav Papa Amar Kigon Shasafku Lelakit Metzias. No, when we said that when you hire an Eved, when you hire a Poel rather, to just do general work for you that you get as Metzia, didn't mean if you hire him to do general work. You only get as Metzia if you hired him to pick up Metzios for you. If the work that you hired him for is specifically to pick up Metzios, that's when you get his Metzios. When you hire him for general work, we do not assume Metzios are included. We assume that only other tasks around the house are included, not Metzios. What's the case? Where do you ever hire a guy to pick up Metzios? It's a very strange thing to hire someone for. So the Hechidami, the Akvi Agma Bekavri. Now the case is that the riverbanks overflowed and there are fish that all washed up ashore. So you understand very well, those are all Metzios. So you hire him to pick up those fish off the shore and to be kind of them for you. So that's the only case where the Metzia goes to the Adam, goes to the Balabais. But generally speaking, the Metzia, the Poel would get to keep his Metzia. We then spoke about an Amma Ivria whose Metzios she gets to keep. What's the case of this Amma Ivria? Well, if she's already has two saros, she already has simani gadlus, she should be free. The halacha is namar ivri goes free b'simanim. V'idlo aisi shtei saros, and if she doesn't yet have shtei saros, iyis elav davu ahavyu, if she has a father, then the Metzia should go to her father, not to herself. And if she doesn't have a father, then she should be free already, because when her father dies, she also goes free. Reish Lakish was mechadesh to us that a Nam Ivriya goes free when her father dies. So says Mar, Reish Lakish named Mehenami Tavi Tufta. So you have to say that Reish Lakish was wrong, and this is against Reish Lakish, because otherwise you can't have Nam Ivriya who gets her own Metzia, because if the father died, then she should be free. And if the father's alive, the father should get it. So says Gemara, lo, liolam diisei la'av. No, really the father's alive. Umay harein shalahen. When the Mishnah says she gets to keep it, doesn't really mean she gets to keep it. Lafuke deraba. It just means that the master doesn't get to keep it. So let's get to the Mishnah. Metzias ishto. So we said if a metzia of a wife who you've already divorced, she gets to keep her own metzia. So says Gemara, girsha pshita. Of course, if you already divorced her, she gets to keep her own metzia. So the mitzvah son has a discussion in the back. Is there any chiddush in the case of not girsha, or is it the Gemara is only giving an answer for the case of girsha? So anyway, but let's just see the Gemara. Girsha pshita, isn't it obvious that if you divorce her, that she gets to keep the metzia? So it says Gemara, hach mayaskinan b'megureshes ve'ena megureshes. Now we're dealing with the case over here of a woman who is suffik megureshes. So long as she's only suffik mugreshes, the husband still has to support her. How do you have suffik mugreshes? He throws her a get. It's suffik harovlo, suffik harovlo. So suffik who it's closer to. So the halacha is the husband still has to support her. Time in Mayam Rabban Mitzias Isha Labaila. Why do we normally assume the woman's Mitzia goes to the husband? It's an exchange for the mizonos so that there shouldn't be animosity that the husband feels like, I support her and I get nothing back from her, and it's going to ruin the relationship if he feels like she's just a leech. But over here, granted he's supporting her, but Hacha Isla Eva Ve'eva. They're half divorced. There's plenty of animosity as it is, so we're not going to lose anything by allowing her to keep her Mitzia.